First case.
Case number 12509, Kevin and Patricia O'Reilly seek variances from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Hassel Avenue Extension within the Bayview Park subdivision. 911 address is 34967 Hassel Avenue Extended, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR, tax parcel district 134, map 20.11, parcel 22. The applicant requests a 9-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed addition and an 11-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for proposed steps. This application originates with the December 21st, 2020 hearing when the record was left open so the applicant could submit an updated survey. This survey was submitted and is a part of the published packet.
Is the applicant here?
Mr. Chair, that was old business, so
that's
we just,
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just open for that limited purpose of the survey.
Correct.
We need a clarification of the exact variance.
Yes.
Now, one thing I did have a question about.
Mr. Phillips, the variance that you referenced was for the steps and the addition in the front, which we're showing on the survey dated with the drawing of April the 12th, 2017. And I recall there was also one in our packet that had, it appeared to have a decking that was going in addition to the rear deck as well. I just want to make sure that there was no variance needed for that either.
That is correct. I have two surveys here, one dated March 7th, 2017, and one dated The updated survey does not include a deck in the rear. That's not to be included as part of this application.
Okay. There previously been one that had some highlights on it, and it appeared to have some, like an additional decking to that deck that is showing on the survey that we just.
Yes, so that's supplemental to the correct survey that should be reviewed. So that deck is not a part of this request.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I was clear.
The applicant is on the line. Sorry if anyone had further questions.
So, for my own clarification, then the Hassel Avenue, we'll call it the front side, the deck that's represented on the April 13th, 2017 was to be removed.
That's correct.
And an addition built.
And
our question for leaving it open at the time, Council, was the distances, I believe, between, because the road is angled, or the lot is angled, and the addition, and it's marked on this survey at 21 feet and 19 feet. Is that everyone's understanding?
That's what I understand.
That's what I understood as well, Dr. Carson.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure it's clear on the record, because the agenda did talk about a rear yard.
Okay.
And we did have a survey in the record that appeared to show some sort of decking into the rear yard. I wanted to make sure that was not part of what we're looking at, since we've had this updated drawing.
Okay.
We want to make sure we're looking at the right one.
So again, we're looking at 11 feet and 9 feet on the corners, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So it's 11, not 12. I have 12 here.
And that did include those steps, correct?
Yes.
Discussion, questions?
So before us this evening is a single variance on the front.
There are two variances, one that will address the steps and one that will address the addition.
On the front?
Yes.
That addition, if I remember correctly, is raised. And I know this area has had issues with parking and wanting to get emergency vehicles by.
Right.
I remember them saying that it was raised so they could park under it. They had plenty of room for parking, correct?
Correct.
Mr. Sharpit, if we are to, the process, this has been left open. But as far as any more being for or against, or I understand the people were on the phone if they wanted to speak. Would we do that before we close?
So the record was only left open for the submission of that survey. So once that survey was submitted, there was no opportunity for further comment from the applicant or anyone else.
Understood. So. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12,509 for the requested variances. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions, that it will not essentially alter the character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
For the reasons. Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons stated, so with a vote of 3-0, case number 12509 has been approved.